that once prowled South Florida's swamps and forests, its shoulders rolling like the waves on the ocean, its tail twitching restlessly, its topaz eyes opened wide to detect any movement in the surrounding darkness. Now it was stuffed and mounted, its limbs stiff, its eyes glass. In different places in the Western Hemisphere, this animal goes by different names. It's all one species, puma, but it's been called a cougar, a mountain lion, a catamount, even a tiger. It has adapted itself to live in a staggering variety of habitats, from desert scrub to tropical rainforest to the Hollywood sign looming high above Los Angeles. Because this one is in Florida, it's known as a panther. A Florida panther. This cat under glass isn't just some random ratty bit of taxidermy. It's actually Florida's official state animal. And, for a time, it looked like this one would be among the last. 2 centuries ago, panthers like this one ranged across the whole American South, from the red clay hills of Georgia to the dusty plains of Texas. They were feared by the early settlers, who knew they were intruders in the panther's habitat, and knew that their own hold on the wilderness was a tenuous one. These cats were part of a family of pumas that roamed all across the North American continent and down into South America as well. You could find them as far north as Canada and as far south as Argentina, and from the Pacific to the Atlantic. They weren't exactly the same cat everywhere, but they were similar to each other, as recognizable as a set of cousins, all of them silent hunters, swift assassins, tenacious fighters. When panthers are born, they're fluffy little balls of spotted fur. But once they're grown, everything about these animals screams predator. Every part of a panther's body is attuned to enhancing its hunting ability. It has a light but strong skeleton that's attached to heavy muscles. The rear legs are longer than the legs of other cats, allowing the pumas to make vertical leaps of up to 15 feet and horizontal leaps of up to 45 feet. That allows them to surprise their prey by flying in from above, seemingly out of nowhere. Their long tail lets them keep their balance during such long leaps. If the hunted animal tries to run, the puma's front legs are built to provide good traction for turns, a definite advantage during a pursuit. When they're ready to kill, their retracted claws pop out to grab onto whatever they've caught, and they chomp down hard with their powerful jaws, with 16 teeth on the top and 14 on the bottom. In the wild, they can keep doing this, hunting by night, sleeping by day, for around a dozen years. By being such fierce predators, panthers, pumas, cougars, and mountain lions play a crucial role in the health of any ecosystem where they live. For one thing, they keep in check the population of their prey, deer, hogs, and so forth. Usually, they do not gobble up all of their prey at once, but eat their fill and hide the rest for later. Their leftovers become ready-made meals for more than 200 species of birds and mammals. Then, the insects move in, some spending their whole lives in those left-behind carcasses. They break down what remains and release its nutrients into the soil. As fierce as the pumas are, the continents once thundered with the roars of even more fearsome cats, the lion-like Panthera atrox, the cheetah-esque Miracinonyx drummondii, the saber-toothed Smilodon, and Homotherium. But at the end of the Pleistocene, some 12,000 years ago, all those big carnivores faded away. Nobody knows why, leaving behind nothing but their bones. Yet the pumas somehow survived. The modern descendants of those fearsome prehistoric felines, the house cats, are so ubiquitous these days that it's easy to miss what's going on with their wild counterparts. All around the world, big cats, tigers, lions, jaguars, and leopards are in danger of going extinct. They have already been extirpated from vast swaths of their habitat. Lions have gone extinct in 26 countries. Cheetahs have disappeared from 76% of their historic range.